Good afternoon, Deepak sir. How are you? Hope so you're fine. Sir, currently the market position is very mixed. It's moving with a mixed fundamental. Due to the some positive news are here and some negative, both are there. The main important thing is that in the coming week, the focusing area is Russia policy about the Black Sea. If it terminate the previous deal, definitely sunflower oil in rapeseed prices will shoot up in the European Union side, and palm will take advantage in this regard. And maybe the more possible the market can touch near about the 4,500 ringgit. The meanwhile, if you talk about the other hand, in Malaysia side, production is increasing, export going to be down, stock rebuilding. Indonesia has now in a normal position near about the 4 million. But yesterday we hear on the Gapki side, September export near about 36% down. Definitely, if the export down, stock will again rebuild. We hear some other side regarding the export duty. Currently in Indonesia, duty near about to zero. I think the $3 per ton. If it increase the export duty, the percentage needed calculation will be the $15 per ton. So we can say it's a nothing. Malaysia already charging the 8%. Second important news in Malaysia side is election in the coming month, 19th November, in the mostly the rural area belong to the plantation sector. A government definitely do something to take the votes of the farmers. So we can say we are standing with the neutral to the bearish. Market will move, have the cushion just about to 400 to 500, and it can move upside. Then there has a no any solid news can sustain the there, regardless of the Russian policy. Let's see what will do Russia in November. If it terminate the policy deal, definite situation with the chain. If it carry on this deal again, definitely by the fundamental, the market tool is in a bearish tone. Russia, Ukraine has a good stock of sunflower in hand. Rest of Argentina, little bit of dryness are there. Brazil, sowing going to be good. USA, 80% harvest is completed. In the India, all I hope so completed their harvesting. There's arrival of soybean in the big mandis, day by day increasing. So very mixed fundamental are there. I'm not looking much in the bullishness, slightly looking the bullishness due to the Russian policy. This stuff, I don't think so. It will sustain there. So smart buying, day-to-day buying, are you can work in a Jan and Feb? Can we be maybe good for the buying opportunity for long term? But rest of between the November and December, I don't suggest to good buying or long term buying. Smart buying, midterm buying is a good, I think. Thank you.